Welcome to The Disruptor's Way. I'm Simone Griffiths, and it's inside this podcast that we are going to get real, talk raw, and all the things that you can do to step more and more into being a disruptor so that you can lead your industry, create the business, the outcomes, and the success that you want on your terms. This is where we challenge you to think different, to lean away from the norm and into the truth of who you are, showing you how to stop blending in to create the income, impact, and become in demand through disrupting your industry. If you want to do something that gives you freedom, satisfaction, and gets you paid, you're going to love this podcast. This is the Disruptor's Way podcast. I'm your host, Simone Griffiths, and it's time to disrupt.
Energetic contagion. Okay. Do you remember my episode about emotional contagion? You know how science has proved hormone levels such as cortisol can be transferred through environments without contact to those around you, but more an auric field contact? AKA, if you bring the chaos, others around you will have cortisol levels spike or increase because of your unregulated nervous system, high cortisol levels that run within your body. Yeah, that one. If you haven't listened to it, like, by all means, go back and take a whiz. But today, let's talk about energetic contagion today. I mean, that is what scientists are able, like emotional contagion, to prove. But like, science has proven the emotional contagion, right? But what I mean to say is I truly believe that if they labeled it energetics, well then, like, they are comfortable labeling emotional contagion because we're talking about a hormone and a cortisol level. But if they labeled it energetic, a lot of people who have been silenced, dismissed, eradicated would have been right about energetics. And what would that mean for those who doubt energetics and the possibilities, right? What would that mean for, I want to say science, but it's not science. It's like structured science that has an agenda. What would that mean for the church? Yeah, I went there. What would that mean? What would that mean for society and the systems that are built up upon energy not being a thing apart from power and electricity? Right? But energetic contagion, it's the same premise of the emotional contagion, but it's more based in energetics. And I do believe that there isn't actually a whole lot of difference. But have you ever had someone tell you that, like, they just love to be around you, that you energize them, or that they energize you? You know, maybe you love being around them, you feel uplifted, happy, and life. And then on the flip side of that, have you ever had anyone bring you down? Have you ever had anyone be like an energetic vampire, where you feel drained, fatigued, depressed, or just numb, right? That is energetic contagion. It's your ability to impact others and be impacted by others, to influence others and to be influenced by others, or allowing yourself to be influenced by others. You know, after all the parts of you that you don't own, others will come and take control of. If you don't step into your power into all seven areas of your life, you're giving away your power. And others will come in and they will take control of that energetically. But it's also not limited to energetics alone, right? But how does this relate to business? Right. It is energy. I'm talking about energy. And energy is everything to do with you and your business. You know, I want you to think of the Taurus. And I'm not talking about Taurus like star sign. I'm talking about the Taurus like if you look at sacred geometry. It's an energetic loop. It's a continuous loop of energy that exists within and around you. And this is for you individually. This is for the world. This is for the universe. You know, they actually believe the shape of the Taurus and the way the energy flows is the universe, right? So it's constantly moving and expanding within itself. But without going into depth of the Taurus, which, you know, if you want this kind of unlimited wisdom, then, you know, that would be something down the line for energetic alchemy, or the Energetic Alchemy Academy, I should say. You know, where I will go into all this sort of stuff. But without going into depth on the Taurus, like, if you want this kind of unlimited wisdom about the Taurus and sacred geometry and all that sort of stuff, then I'd suggest that you join me down the line in Energetics Academy. You know, but the key thing is for now is to pay attention to the way the energy flows within and then moves outward and then loops around again. So if we look at a Taurus, like, there should have been an email actually come out about this where it has a GIF and it does the loop. It shows you the energy flow. If we were to look at that, like, it goes inward, moves outward, and then loops around again. It's expanding, and then it comes back into contraction. There is nothing scientists have done that has been able to break this energetic loop. Like, this is at work and this is operating at all times. This is happening at all times. Like, it works because you cannot, energy flow is there and it's going to flow regardless. You can try and block it. You might slow it down, but you're never going to fully block it. You know, this is also how your energy works. This is how you become magnetic. Think of like the intersections of these rings of the Taurus, that being your body. And then how aligned are you energetically is how fast and how powerful this energy is emitted through you to the outer rings to call in, you know, and look, let's call it the aura, the subtle bodies, you know, like, and beyond. But you get back what you put out. But first you must know what you're putting out to get it back, right? Conundrum 101, talk about confusing. This is a perfect example of how your energy and the energy behind your actions, thoughts, feelings, choices in your business are impacting the results that you loop back to yourself. So that energy that you are constantly calling back to yourself, it's like, are you going to clean it? Are you going to magnetize it? Are you going to amplify it? Or are you going to, you know, just send it out there and wish and hope and pray that it's going to come back nice and clean and fluffy? I don't know about you, but that rarely happens with clothes. Like, rarely happens with clothes. So how is, like, this is the perfect example of how your energy, the energy behind your actions, thoughts, feelings, choices in business, in life, in relationships, that how they're all impacting the results that loop back to you. You know, think about karma, right? Like, your energy is always flowing and it's always going to flow back to you. And let me give you an example. Think of your top five friends. And then I want you to think about, like, your closest five friends. Not top, I shouldn't say that. Closest five friends, who you spend the most time with, who you spend the most time talking to, who you are in an energetic exchange, in a relationship, a friendship, a solid friendship with. And then think about how much they make. Now, I'd almost bet, and, you know, I don't normally bet unless I know I'm going to win, that your income would be around $5,000 to $10,000, give or take, of theirs. So whatever they make, you would make either $5,000, $10,000 more or less of theirs. And if you don't, then it would be a collective as a family, like a partnership thing. So, but you know, I would nearly take that bet. I'd nearly take that bet every time, because this is because your energetic fields are vibrating, they're reflecting, and they're pairing to a particular frequency. Think of it this way: your three closest friends in business, right? You know, it could be another coach. It could be like who you spend time talking to. About business, it could be, you know, who you talk about business with. And there is, like, real talk. Like, I get that. But the chances of you, like, and when I say real talk, like, I mean, oh, things aren't actually going the way that I want today, or I'm experiencing, you know, this X, Y, Z. You know, I get it, real talk. Like, instead of, oh, things are going great, because they don't always go great, let's be honest. But, like, I get that, the real talk. But chances are you're experiencing similar issues, like maybe audience growth is a struggle. You know, maybe you're stuck in a certain income bracket and you just can't shatter that ceiling. Maybe you're doing all the things, but you're just missing the mark, just like them. Now, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's because your energy is impacting what you're putting out and what you're receiving back. Think of the Taurus. And if you're listening to this, like, I really, really hope that you stop driving, whatever, and you Google T-O-R-U-S, T-O-R-U-S, Taurus GIF, or, you know, how that energy moves, Taurus energy flow, you know, and look for a GIF on how that actual energy flows. There's YouTube videos about this too, right? But it's impacting you. And for energetic contagion to actually shift, you've got to first shift your own energy. And this is not just mental. This is not just physical. This is like, you must shift your energy. And a lot of people know how to do either mental or physical shifts. Like, we know there's a lot of people who work within the brain. You know, we look at psychology, neuroscience, neurobiology. Like, we look at, you know, hypnotists. Like, we look at all those people who work with the brain, the subconscious. But the brain and the subconscious, I should say. But then we have the body. So we look at all the somatic therapists. right? All the health instructors or the health coaches, the, you know, particular healing modalities in a physical aspect, yoga, but very few truly understand the energetics and how to shift your energy. Like, very few people touch on that. And it's a energetic shift is an entire shift. It's not just the mind. It's not just the body. It is the mind, body, the energy, the flow. I hope this makes sense. And that is when, so when you shift your energy, that is when you see the greatest shifts in your business, in your life, in your existence, in your spiritual path, your spiritual growth, in your energy, in your life force, and beyond. Like, when you shift your energy, it can happen in an instant. That is quantum shift. You're following me here? And something as simple as shifting your energy behind the actions you take in your business will create that frequency shift and the difference in the impact that you have and the results that you bring back to you. Like, the difference in the energy, that frequency, that vibe, that energy that you're putting out through that natural flow, or called the Taurus, like the way the energy flows, the energy that you're emitting and then bringing back, because you've shifted the energy you're putting out, you're shifting the results that you're seeing and bringing back in. Something as simple as shifting your energy behind the actions to take in your business. Like, if there's something that you really don't want to do, if you can balance that out and shift that energy behind why that action is important according to your values, according to what you want to create and what you want to achieve in your business, you will create a frequency shift, a vibe shift, and an energetic shift, and the difference in the impact you have and the results that you then bring back to you. Remember this, energy is everything, and your energy is far more important than you've been taught to date. So I really hope that you start paying more attention to your energy, start understanding that there is this thing that maybe science hasn't proved yet, maybe they will in the future, I don't know, but an energetic contagion. It's like emotional contagion with the hormones and cortisol level spikes, right? You don't have to come into contact, you don't have to have physical touch to have a hormone spike, just like you don't have to have an energetic, like a physical touch, to have an energetic contagion, to have an energetic exchange. But remember the Taurus, go and look it up, like look for a gift. Otherwise, if you're on my email list, like maybe let me know. You know, you can get in touch with us at support@SimoneGriffiths.com and I'll send out that email to you. Let me know. And you know, it's a really cool one about energetic contagion, actually. But it has the Taurus and it really goes into the flow so you can see it, because I just feel like it's one thing to hear it, but if you don't know what a Taurus is, and if you're thinking of a bull, then you're thinking of the wrong thing, and like maybe you should get in touch and I'll send you the right one. But just remember, like, you are far more powerful than you think. Your energy is far more important than what you've been taught today, and it's important that you pay attention to it and you know, how you influence and how you impact others and how you allow others to influence and impact you.